Psalm 61. Psalm 61 and verse 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. David, the writer of this psalm, knew the Messiah. The Lord said to my Lord, meaning in that psalm, the Father said to the Messiah. I don't expect he knew that the Messiah's name would be Jesus. But he knew his person. He knew his spirit. And he dealt with him. Now we know that we may only come to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. All our dealings are with the Lord Jesus because he is our mediator to bring us to God the Father. He is the mediator that God himself wanted us to come by, the one who would forgive all our sins. But David knew the Lord Jesus Christ. He was his Lord. And he is here described as the rock that is higher than I. Now in Isaiah 32, we have these wonderful words in verse 2. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind. Foretelling the coming of the Lord Jesus, foretelling his death upon the cross to take away our sins. The hiding place is particularly from the onslaught of Satan, but from any difficulty. And the man Christ Jesus, shall be as an hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest. As rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Well, in Australia, there is Eyre's Rock. It's all about in the middle of the red desert, which is scorching. But in the shadow of that great rock, you can find cool air. And you can sit down without getting burned or damaged by the elements. The shadow of a great rock. The great rock throws a shadow. The Lord Jesus Christ throws a shadow. All that we know of him, all his words help us to draw near to him. And if we're in the shadow of listening to his words, then we are with him. And we couldn't get much nearer. The Lord Jesus has been ordained as the Saviour to be a hiding place from the wind, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So when David's heart is overwhelmed, he prays to God the Father, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You remember that Jesus said in John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father draw him. The Father which has sent me. And I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. No man can come to me, said Jesus, except the Father draw him. And that's exactly what David is praying for here. And it is guidance to how we should pray that when we are overwhelmed, we should ask the Father to lead us to the Saviour. All comfort by the Holy Spirit is vested in the Lord Jesus. The Father has chosen that we should come that way through his dear Son. And the Lord Jesus is higher than we are. Now you can look at this two ways. David, who wrote this, was a king. In Psalm 131, he speaks about being like a weaned child. He will not deal in matters too high for him. No political matters are too high for a king. And he meant, of course, the matters of the Godhead, the matters of the Father, which are too high for him. So the Lord Jesus is higher than a king. He's higher than a judge. He's Lord of Lords. He's higher than the Lord. He's higher than the most intellectual. And that means, therefore, that they may come to one that is higher than they are. Nobody is restricted from praying to the Father to draw them to the Saviour who is higher than they are. We all need someone who's been there before us. If we are in uncharted territory, if we are going through a situation we have never faced before, even if many others have, if we are in the uncharted territory of dying, millions have been there, but we haven't. We need the one who is higher than we are, who has not only died, but risen again from the dead. The Lord Jesus has been there representatively in every possible grief or sorrow that a man, woman, boy or girl or child can possibly know. He is higher than we are. He knows about our situation. He knows more about the things that are to know about those things that trouble us. However our intellect is, his is better. He is able to see things that we can't see. He is able to sort out the complexities that we don't know where to begin. He is in every possible respect higher than every possible person who could possibly approach him. So David says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Sometimes we have situations that occur to us in life that we can cope with. But given some extraordinary difficulty, even those things which we're used to facing can overwhelm us. Their cumulative effect, the fact that we are not well, may cause even the ordinary things which generally we can cope with to overwhelm us. And then there are situations in life which are overwhelming us. They destroy our mind in the sense that when we set our mind to them, we just have to say, oh, I can't cope. It's beyond me. The issues are too vast. They're too complex. I don't know how to pray. If as a pastor I sometimes find myself desiring to pray for a very complicated situation, I don't know how to find words. I don't know what it would be proper to pray. So I ask the Father to lead me to the Saviour. And he knows what I should say. in that situation where the aspects of my calling overwhelm me. And overwhelming does speak of an emotional and spiritual response. This is not only a prayer that the Father will help us understand intellectually. It is a prayer that the Father will send us the Saviour to sort out our emotional issues. The overwhelming nature of our plight involves us emotionally. We can think rationally, but we think less rationally when we are emotional. And because we think less rationally, we are overwhelmed. And then there is the being overwhelmed with grief, with sorrow, with bereavement, with fear. But in all these things, the Lord Jesus is the rock that is higher than I. We may come to him about them all. And when our hearts are overwhelmed, we may turn to the Saviour. We may turn to him at all times. But there may be a temptation, because we can't muster our thoughts, not to turn to the Saviour. But we can muster the words to our Father in prayer. Lead me to Christ. Lead me to the Saviour. Lead me to the one I love. Lead me to the one who in times past I've experienced being so gentle and kind and patient with me. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. David was a man of prayer, and he says here that he will cry unto the Father, that he will cry unto the Father for Christ. And for anyone seeking salvation, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. To ask the Father to lead us to the Saviour, to Christ, to the one who died, representative man, who died to take away our sins. There is no greater prayer that we could utter to the Father, or one he would be more ready to answer, than to lead us to his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is nowhere, from the end of the earth, he says, will I cry unto thee. Now, I've always loved, as one of my top psalms, it's the first time I ever read it, the Psalm 139. Now, there are many facets to Psalm 139, but let me say this one. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. So the uttermost parts of the earth may be a situation in which we feel that we're going into unknown territory, because it is good, it is holy, it is right. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I have heavenly experiences, I mustn't glory in them, but I pray to the Father to lead me to the Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul was lifted up into the seventh heaven. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Christ in hell. For myself, I think that this is the truth of it. I'm sure you know the English expression, he's made his bed, let him lie on it. By which we mean we've brought our own trouble upon ourselves. And in some cases, the troubles may be hellish. At least, the very least this could mean is that from the uttermost parts of the earth, if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I'm any sort of lonely traveller, if I'm like the prodigal son, want to come home, I have no other recourse than to turn to my Father to send me to the Saviour. But this is the verse about the uttermost parts of the sea. Psalm 139, verse 9. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. I always smile to myself when I read this verse because it's prophetic, isn't it, really? How do you get to Australia? Well, by plane, all right, take the wings of the morning. By ship, all right, the uttermost parts of the sea. I don't think it was designed in that sense to be prophetic, but it does suit. However far away the other parts of the earth, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me and thy right hand shall hold me. And he goes on to list one of the overwhelming things of the heart. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. A depression coming on, or a depressive may say, surely the darkness shall cover me. But he's wrong, because the night and the day, the dark and the light, are both the light of the Lord. They make no difference to his power, no difference to his response. And so, if that overwhelming experience is overwhelming because you're not in control, although you have said maybe the darkness is winning. Now, I've had the experience, but it didn't last very long, of getting caught in a riptide. And possibly the worst aspect of it, because we're so vain, is to realize we're out of our own control. I had to be rescued. And that's fine. But I ought to have been able to solve it myself. But I couldn't. The weight of wind and water and tide was beyond my powers to handle. And overwhelming speaks of the things that may happen to us in life that really are too mighty for us. There's no way we can handle it. No way that other people can help us. And it may happen in strange places. It may happen when we're away from home. A young person may leave home under a cloud and go miles away and suddenly meet a trouble when he wants to be home. But the greatest need is for the person of the Saviour. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. David knew what to pray for because of his previous experience. He had had previous experience of the sheltering wings of the Saviour, of the Lord's protecting us. He will protect us from all evil. He will protect our soul. He will protect our going out and our coming in. We've had experience of it. And therefore it is our wisdom to desire his presence again. And so we call out to the Father, lead us to the Saviour. Lead us urgently to the one who is the lover of our soul. But if we've not had that experience before, even so, the word of the Lord is, pray to the Father. Pray without ceasing. Pray that he will show you, introduce you to, lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ, the owner. There's nothing complicated about these words. It is the experience that is complicated. The things that overwhelm soul, mind, and body. And when we hear these words and we're fine, we're apt perhaps to be a little complacent about them. But suddenly, when the nature of the disaster, not named here, but whatever it is that overwhelms people, whenever it comes, remember, pray to the Father. Seek that he will lead you to the Saviour. I always find it difficult when ministering to those who are uneasy as they get older, a deep-seated uneasiness. I know that beneath everything else, it's because they have not committed themselves to the Saviour, whatever the extent of their belief. But you see, when you've got somebody who's like that, you can't start at the beginning very easily. You can't break in upon all the preconceptions that have gathered about them over life. Of course, you can say to the Lord Jesus and preach the gospel. But they don't want to think that what is wrong with them, this unease that they have, is anything other than just a purely natural and human thing to have. They have never realized how spiritual it is. It's not too late for them to plead with the Father to lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a shelter. He is a rock under whose shadow we may hide. That is to say, both his person and his words may comfort us. And the picture speaks of protection from all the dangers of the world and of Satan. Available in any place, at any time of life's history, and to a person of any status whatever. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen.